cash fed cattle traded $3 higher in Texas on Friday. Lighter carcass weights continue to moderate beef supplies. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of July. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices were yet to be fully established through Friday afternoon, based on reports from USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, but the trend appeared decidedly higher. The Texas Cattle Feeders Association reported its members trading at $112 a hundredweight, which was $3 more than the previous week. Although too few to trend, early dress sales were $2 to $5 higher at $182 to $185 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher on Friday, helped along by recent strength and what looked to be steady to higher cash prices for the week. Futures were an average of $1.80 higher week to week on Friday, except for 77 cents higher in spot August. Analysts with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service note that market-ready fed cattle supplies in the Northern Plains are very current and for the time being will remain that way. They add that the Southern Plains will more than likely remain at a discount because of large numbers of cattle on feed. Lighter year-over-year carcass weights continue to underscore currentness while also adding price support. For the week ending June 29th, the average dressed steer weight was 854 pounds, which was the same as a week earlier, but 11 pounds lighter than the same week a year earlier. That according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight was a pound lighter than the previous week and 3 pounds lighter than the previous year at 789 pounds. Finally, feeder cattle markets gained some seasonal steam last week. Overall, steers and heifers traded steady to $5 a hundredweight higher early in the week and then $3 to $10 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Traders quickly and aggressively moved back into the market, say AMS analysts, especially after Tuesday's rally on the CME. On the other side of the trade, the AMS folks note, ranchers were ready and willing to sell cattle out front with the market getting a little bounce. Analysts referring to heavy video trade last week, including 118,000 head via the Western video market and 209,000 head at Superior's week-long event. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 83 cents lower Friday, giving back some of the recent gains, under pressure from higher grain futures prices, but they closed an average of $3.11 higher week to week. At $141.06 on Thursday, the CME feeder cattle index was $7.85 higher week to week and at the highest level since the first 2 days of May. According to Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments, the surge in the index value is largely due to cattle feeders looking to reload pens that have been emptied recently. It makes logical sense, he says, that cattle feeders were looking to capitalize on a somewhat soft feeder cattle market in May and June, but the strong demand for feeder cattle boosted prices. Wholesale beef values continue to lose seasonal steam. Trade on Friday was lower on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.87 lower week to week on Friday afternoon at $212.80 a hundredweight. Select was $5.20 lower at $189.60. Even though the cutout has turned lower, AMS analysts say packer margins are reading on the positive side despite having to increase bids to get cattle purchased. U.S. beef exports continue to underpin cattle prices as well, but are getting iffier with protracted, unresolved trade issues. As reported earlier in the week, beef exports in May were steady with the previous year for volume at 117,541 metric tons and slightly higher for value at $727.6 million. That according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. However, export volume for January through May was 3% less year-over-year, while value was slightly lower at $3.3 billion. Grain markets largely shrugged off the previous day's monthly world agricultural supply and demand estimates, which shaved a dime off the projected season average corn price to $3.70 a bushel. Those estimates were based on the acreage and yield projections from the June 28th USDA acreage report. Traders are betting there will be significantly less corn. After a penny higher in expiring spot July, on Friday, corn futures closed 9 to 11 cents higher through July of 20, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Week to week, they are an average of 15 cents higher through the front six contracts. As for soybean futures, they closed mostly 10 to 14 cents higher on Friday. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply higher Friday, apparently with lighter trade and follow-through rally support from expectations for a cut in interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 243 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 13 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 48 points. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 15th of July. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.